Chavod.
With your permission. This is Parasha. Torah tells us the mitzvah of Sfirat HaOmer. Excuse me. The Torah tells us this. The second day of Pesach, we have to bring to Beit HaMikdash Omer. Omer is barley that was harvest, was cut on the night after the first day. It means if you want to say to this time, this year, Pesach was Tuesday. Tuesday night, they had to go and harvest barley. Says the Gemara, this must be harvested the day, the night after the first day of Pesach, in order to be sacrificed the following day, exactly this is Wednesday in Beit HaMikdash. What did they do? They took the barley to the night. They had to grind it and sift it. In the morning they bring it. Excuse me. Pour it a bit on the altar. And the rest was eaten by other Kohanim. Says the Gemara, what happened if Pesach would have fallen on Friday? Doesn't fall on Friday in our calendar. But in case Pesach would fall on Friday, first day, and second day is Shabbat. It means the Omer has to be brought on Shabbat. When do you harvest the barley?
Thank you.
Says the Gemara, the barley had to be harvested the night before. When? Friday night. Friday night? Why to harvest Friday night? Harvest Friday night. You can harvest it Thursday. Friday. I mean, not Friday, but it's Yom Tov. Thursday, Wednesday. No, you must harvest the barley the night before it's going to be brought in Beit HaMikdash. No matter what it is. Friday night? Friday night. Very strange thing. Very strange. No such thing. For what? Even Beit HaMikdash, they had to do the bread in Beit HaMikdash. It's Friday, don't do it on Shabbat. It's not the same on Shabbat. If you do it before Shabbat, you do it before Shabbat. Why do you have to go to the field? I don't have to go to the field. The Gemara says, Al-Chai and Rambam, they used to invite all the people to see how the harvest. What is it to see? Harvest. What do you mean? No. People used to come. There was a whole show how to harvest. The guy had in his hand, a
sickle.
He had a sickle in his hand, and he asked everybody, you see the sickle? Yeah. You see the sickle? Yeah. Everybody answered. Like we're talking about people that they don't know what's going on. Shall I harvest? Everybody to say, yes, please harvest. Shall I harvest? And he said, today is Shabbat. Today is Shabbat. Today is Shabbat. The whole synonym of nothing. After harvest, should I put it in those storage boxes? Storage boxes. Then you're going to take it to Beit HaMikdash, grind them with HaMikdash, sit them with HaMikdash. What is it for? You can do the whole thing before, just have the flour from the barley ready, finished. No.
Special Allah.
Okay. Bring it to Beit HaMikdash. The Gemara says that they had to set procedure over there. There's a special mitzvah called Sfirat HaOmer. But tells us a special mitzvah. Hashem wants you to count the Omer. She told me to cut the Omer. For what? Why have to cut the Omer? Count the Omer for what? Besides, the language is not 100%. You don't say count Omer. You say bracha. Al Sfirat HaOmer. What does it mean exactly? You're counting Omer? I'm counting Omer. I'm counting days. Okay, you should say. ברוך אתה, השמור מרחוב שתנו את הצבנו, על ספירת ימי העומר. אוקיי? You don't say it. You say, I'm counting the עומר. It's wrong. Forgive me, it's wrong. You don't say this is wrong. Besides, this is the thing you count backwards. בגמרא הראשונים say, we count it towards, excuse me. We count it towards Shavuot. Explanation means we want to know how many more days we have to count to Shavuot. Okay, well, to say, that's what we can make a promise to Spor Shavuot. You say, Spor Shavuot. You don't count something happened in the past. You don't have to count to the past. It's past tense. Omer was brought 22 days ago. Ayom Shnayim Vesrim Yom LaOmer. Finished. Finished. What do you mean? It was done 22 days ago, so why are you saying it? I don't understand what you're saying. What? Special means my own. Come to Gemara and say, listen, I want to tell you something else. Counting Omer is very, very important. Every day you have to count. Don't miss. The Zohar is so strict. And the Zohar is so upset if somebody forgets to count the Omer. To do it in the evening, every night. The Halacha is, the Gemara says, you have to stand up when you count it. Halacha is, if somebody forgot, we cannot stand. If he did it sitting down, it's also good. But it's special halacha. Gemara says Hashem hints in the Torah. The Gemara says Hashem wants you to stand up. Hashem wants you to stand up. Why? Why should someone to stand up? I don't have to stand up and I put tefillin. Well, I really said you don't have to stand up. It doesn't say you have to stand up and you shake lulav. The only two other mitzvot you must stand up is one Brit Mila and one. What's the other one? When you put the seat on. So why is standing up when you put the seat? Because when I do Omer, I stand up, I put the seat, I have to stand up. Brit Mila, the Mohel, has to stand up. So why? Because Omer, what is this to do with Omer? Why Omer has to stand up? Special Allah, stand up. Special, very special thing. Now come to Gemara with a list. How important is the Omer? Well, this is one of the wars Am Israel had in time of Gideon was a judge against Midian. Won the war, says the Navi, says the Gemara, because Am Israel did the Omer. The second time of Chizkiyahu, Melech, with millions of soldiers, first Saddam Hussein Sancheriv came to Yerushalayim at the siege, was Pesach. The second day of Pesach, all of them dead on the floor, on the ground, because of Omer. Continues the Gemara. When Ahasuerus ordered Haman to go put Mordechai on the horse, Haman came, and he saw Mordechai was teaching children. He asked Mordechai, what did you do now? We're learning about the Omer. But today is the second day of Pesach. Today is Omer. Happened to be that Mordechai was put on the horse was the day that the Beit HaMikdash, was no Beit HaMikdash then, but Mordechai taught the children about Omer. So Gemara says, Haman said, Omer, oh, I heard about it. Omer warned me, come Mordechai, I'll put you on the horse. I said, what's it? Forget about the whole thing. The Gemara says, Am Yisrael came to Eretz Israel, Pesach. The first thing they did, Omer, the Mishkan, in the Gilgal. Gemara says you should know Am Yisrael got Eretz Yisrael because of the Omer. But this is nothing. Some Bali put it on, don't underestimate Omer. So the Zohar says Omer is made from barley. And the only thing else that being brought in between us from Bali is if a person suspects his wife and she doesn't behave, brings it to the Kohen, you have to bring barley. And barley, this is really something that the Gemara says animals eat. It's not as good grain as wheat or spelt. As his barley is not so good. I says, what is this? Says, the lady did not behave, she acted like an animal. This is why, look, Sfirat Omer. Ah, yeah. Tezari, Sfirat Om is time of judgment. Just very, very, very dangerous days, Sfirat Om, very dangerous. In the past, big, big, big tragedies happened in Sfirat Om, big time. The Me'adin, the Me'adin of judgment. Says, what's judgment of what? Judgment of what? What does Hashem want from me? Hashem judged me on Rosh Hashanah. Again, being on trial. I said, what is this? Barley. What barley again? What have to do with barley? So Ramban, in his commentary, tells us he should know the secret of Sfirat Omer. The Omer is between first day of Pesach and Shavuot, 49 days. They are called Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed is not Chol HaMoed. Chol HaMoed, I know. There are special laws about Chol HaMoed. There's no halacha in the Omer. Nothing. But I tell you a secret. You should know that's a secret, says the Ramban. So what's the secret behind it? You know, the Gemara tells us, the Zohar tells us. And the Friday night, Mi Kiddush. It says, Mekadish HaShabbat. The person needs to know what he says. Says the Zohar, says the Gemara, it means is when you say Mekadish Shabbat, the bracha that you say, you make the Shabbat holy. You inject holiness in the day of Shabbat. Eventually, Shabbat will pour the energy through the week until the following Shabbat. That's the purpose of Shabbat. Hashem doesn't care if a person keeps Shabbat. Hashem wants us to have a good week. Good week is going to happen only if Shabbat is being obeyed and kept well. Therefore, the Shabbat will have strength, power to send so-called positive energy to the rest, to the week after the Shabbat. This is the secret. So how do you do it? You say, Kachin mitzvotecha, mekadesh Shabbat. You say the bracha mekadesh Shabbat. That kavanah that Zohar said you have to have at that moment. I says, of course, you say, before this, you say, Vayda Vayichulu. The Gemara, I tell you what. You say Vayichulu with your mouth, you say, Mekadesh Shabbat. It says, you become like a partner with Hashem. Partner with Hashem, what does it mean? So the Gemara tells you, Gemara tells a lot of stories, the power of being partner with Hashem. I said, a person who becomes a partner of Hashem, Hashem gives him power. Whatever he's going to say is going to happen. A lot of stories in the Gemara, in the Tanakh, in our times, people say something, it's going to happen. Excuse me. Chas v'shalom, the Gemara says, if you say something not so good, also it's going to happen. Also, a person has to be careful, the Gemara says, what he's saying from his mouth, because the mouth has a tremendous power. And starts, Dari says, from creation. Every morning, Baruch Shema Vayavlam. The world was created, so called by the mouth of Hashem. Hashem said, Yomer Elokim, Yomer Elokim, Yomer Elokim. Because the power is the mouth. And if a person becomes a partner with Hashem, whatever he's going to say is going to happen. I remember years ago, in the Tivot, the time of Baba Sali, they brought to Baba Sali, somebody was paralyzed, sit on a wheelchair. And they asked Baba Sali, can you hear him? So Baba Sali asked the person, who do you keep Shabbat? And yeah. So Baba Sali told him, Takum, stand up. The guy got up. Walk. She took him to the street of Netivot. They went to the yeshiva over there. And the whole town was dancing with him on the street, with this guy. I just told, you know, Shabbat was the Yotzeit of Reb Shayale. And when he came to me yesterday, he told me, he heard it from the person. A goy came to Reb Shayale in Hungary about 100 years ago, maybe over 100 years ago. Maybe less than 100 years ago. And told Abshayle, I heard that whatever you say is going to happen. Here's my son. He's 10 years old. He's mute. Can you fix him up? So I said, yeah, I can fix him up. In one condition, that you're goy, you're gonna have one day a big position. You release all the Jewish people, whatever they want. He said, I promise you. So Abshalai told the boy, okay, can you talk? Start talking. And the story goes on and on, more things up. The power of the mouth of a person can revive dead people. The Gemara says stories, people are revived. Tanaim Amon Ari says, any person, his name is in the Gemara, with his mouth he can revive people. So Baruch Shema Vayana become a part of Hashem. Gemara says, you know, to become part of Hashem is the first thing in Shabbat. First Shabbat. And they say, Shutaf, Lakadu Bechub, Maaseh Bereshit. And this Hashem wants to keep Shabbat. Hashem doesn't care to keep Shabbat or don't keep Shabbat. Hashem wants to, we should have His power. Hashem is so humble that He doesn't want so-called to be on top of the universe. He wants to be a partner. He wants to be a partner. He wants us to have it. I said, how do you get it? Say, Bayechulu, say, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadish Shabbat. That's the secret of all the Chagim. We say Mekadish Yisrael Be'azmanim, and the Kiddush, and the Tfilah. It's not to say anything. It's like, you do it, and I'm your partner because I keep the Chagim, I keep the Mo'adim, and you have the power of the Mo'ad, the energy of the Mo'ad, whatever the Mo'ad can give you. 3 times a year we have the Mo'adim, and the Mo'adim have a certain energy for Parnasa, for life, for other things. It says, by doing it, Hashem lets it happen. That's really the secret of Am Yisrael. That was given to us really on Har Sinai. We said, Naaseh v'Nishma, became the partners of Hashem. Hashem gave us the power to do it. For example, if you remember the first mitzvah that was given to us in Egypt was Rosh Chodesh. Bedin will announce Rosh Chodesh. Bedin will announce Leap Year. Hashem said, when is Pesach? The Gemara says, it goes even further. The Gemara says, the angel asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when is Rosh Hashanah? Hashem says, I have no idea. It all depends on the Bedin downstairs. When they're going to announce Rosh Hashanah, it's going to be Rosh Hashanah. It says, because we are partners of Hashem. And that's the purpose of creation. But sometimes we don't behave. So if we don't behave, Hashem is very merciful. He wants to give us a chance. So the first day of Pesach is the day that we should have heard the shofar, we should have flew to Eretz Yisrael. He didn't come. So Hashem said, I want to tell you something. The next day starts Sfirat Omer. You have to say with your mouth the day. But I tell you what it is exactly. It's not what you think. We're counting Omer. We're not counting Omer. You're counting actually days that have the power of the Omer. That's the secret of Sfirat Omer. I don't count backwards. Oh, you know what? 22 days ago they brought the Omer. No. Today, the Ramban says it has. It's like Chol HaMoed. What's Chol HaMoed? It's after the first day of the Chag. What do you have? It's called Chol HaMoed. What does it mean? What does it do? Listen, you have to wear Shabbat clothing, and you can do jobs, and you have to have a little meat, and you have to have wine. It's a celebration. But it's Chol. It's a weekday. It is. But it's a weekday that has inside some energy of Moed. It's called Chol HaMoed. So I'm going to tell you what it is. It's true. We did in Beit HaMikdash Omer. No, you didn't get it. The Omer in Beit HaMikdash was brought because of our mouth. We're going to count. On the first night, before the Omer is going to be brought. Let's say this year, yeah? Pesach was Tuesday. Tuesday night, everybody had to go to the field. They're going to harvest barley. And over there, they're going to count the Omer. Ayom Mechal Ba'Omer. He said, what do you mean? He said, I'll tell you what it is. That scenery, the guy's going to stand with the sickle, and he's going to tell everybody, shall I harvest? Everybody had to say yes three times. I says, you see the sickle? Yes. You see those places we're going to put the barley? Yes. You know you're going to bring it to Beit HaMikdash? Yes. And even though it's Friday night, he says, you know Shabbat today? He said, yeah. Those words give the energy of the Omer. The Omer energy started with the mouth. So-called to correct the sin of Adam HaRishon that said the wrong things with his mouth. And Hashem asked him, did you eat from the tree? He said, my wife gave it to me. I said, I didn't ask you that. Besides the Shana, and the Gemara says it's even worse. You betrayed the goodness of Hashem that gave you a wife. Destroyed the power of the mouth. By Naseh v'Nishma, we corrected it. By saying as Yashir, we corrected it. Comes Pesach, Hashem says, okay, the Gula, time of redemption. Good. He didn't come. You know why he didn't come? I tell you what. Barley. He says, well, barley is a sign of misbehavior. It is to a person to do teshuva shelema. On what? On your mouth. On your mouth. Says the Gemara tells you, what is your real job in this world? Guard your mouth. Make yourself mute. That's the language of the Gemara. The God of Mivilna, he left Eretz Israel. He wrote a letter to his mother and to his wife. He said, listen, don't even go to shul. Just keep your mouth shut. Echad miya tila elokim. The Mivilna says, listen, when you close your mouth, that's how you praise God. You praise God because every word that you say is only to praise Hashem, to learn Torah, to do the necessary things. Whatever is necessary to say. Don't chat and don't talk nonsense. Because you destroy the power of the mouth. The mouth was given to you to create. And Shlomo says in Mishle, that you know, if you kill something, forget about Lashon Hara. Just saying something is going to happen. Why did you say that? Nothing is over. Because you said. That's the power of the Omer. It's called Sfirat HaOmer. And what is it? Today is 22. You know what it means, 22? Today is the 22nd of energy of the Omer. Because today is part of the first day they brought the Omer. And you know why they brought the Omer? Because they count. Because they said with the mouth, today is the first day of the Omer. Then they brought the Omer. The power of the Omer is the saying. Of course, but the Omer has to be brought to Beit HaMikdash. Beit HaMikdash, you're not allowed to sit down. The job, the work of Beit HaMikdash had to be done standing up. Comes the Torah, says, listen. Sfirat HaOmer, stand up. Stand up. You can't, don't sit down. Because it is the Tzfirah. When you say, that's the Kavanah. When you say, Baruch Atah Elohim Melech Haolam, you know what you have to have in mind? I'm in Beit HaMikdash, and here's the Omer. Today's is 22nd day. It's the same thing. The same energy. It's the first day. It's called Chol HaMoed. It is Sfirat HaOmer. It's everyday Omer. And the power of the Omer is the counting. It's not just bringing the Omer to Beit HaMikdash. And that's what the Gemara tells us. That b'zchut HaOmer, we won Midian, we won Ashur, Sancheriv, Iraq. B'zchut HaOmer, Mordechai was going to be on the horse. B'zchut HaOmer, we got Eretz Israel. It's not we got nothing. Because the Omer, it means saying. And the Gemara says, a person prays, Zohar says, you have to move your lips. You don't have to hear what you said, move it. When you're learning, the Gemara says the same thing. You learn, mumble what you're learning. Because you create certain skies in Shemaim. Zohar says, when a person prays to Hashem and learns Torah with his mouth, he creates so-called new entities in Shemaim. That's how powerful our mouth is. And let Chachamim tell us, Hashem gave us a mitzvah. Say, oh, mitzvah, it's not Svarat HaOmer. Don't understand, it's not Svarat HaOmer. This is creation. That by doing such a thing, we create certain things, we fix so-called our mouth, and that's how we fix creation, because the world was created with the mouth. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting to see, what do you do? What do you do? I say, Hashem judged us on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is this judgment. How do we have, what do we do? Svirat HaOmer is a different thing. It's time that Hashem wants to see if we fix our mouth. If we fix our behavior. Let's just say, Hashem says, only Bali, bring Bali. And you can't Bali, count the Omer. Until Shavuot. Shavuot, you get the Torah. So what is the Torah? The Na'aseh v'Nishma. So the Gemara, the whole Shavuot that Hashem gave us the Torah because we said Na'aseh v'Nishma. Otherwise, the scenario would have been different. And Hashem said, this is time of miracles, really. Says the Gemara says, Gemara applies it, excuse me, to the things that was brought by the Migdash on Shavuot and the Omer. Gemara asks a question like this. Where do you bring, can you bring barley from outside of Eretz Israel? So no. Has to be from Eretz Israel. You have to be in Eretz Israel. You can't bring it from any other country. The barley has to be grown in Eretz Israel. You bring it to Beit HaMikdash. Okay. Sister Gemara, I want to ask you a question. What would have happened and all of a sudden you see, together with the rain, barley comes down? Sister Gemara says, what? Barley comes down? You know, the Rambam wrote a letter to the Yemenite people. There's a special book, it's called Igeret Teman. The Yemenite people, they adapted the Rambam to the rabbi. They don't follow Shulchan Aruch. They only follow the Rambam. He used to have letters with the Rambam. The Rambam lived in Egypt. At that time, was in Yemen was the kingdom of Am Yisrael. Up to 350 years ago, the Jewish people had kingdom in Yemen. They had their own kingdom. And then they were chased and they came and they moved to Yerushalayim, where Silwan is now. And the Arabs killed them. So they used to have letters with the Rambam. So the people in Yemen, they used to be all the time an idea of Mashiach, Mashiach, Mashiach. And they had people with tzaddik, tzaddikim, used to get up in the morning, used to say, I'm the Mashiach. The guy is Shlomo Molcho and others. So they wrote the Rambam a letter, and they told the Rambam, what do you say about those ideas? So the Rambam wrote them like this, you should know, it's 1,000 years ago. There was a guy, a holy man in Isfahan, in Iran, in Paras, holy, holy man, that predicted the next day from Shamayim, it's not going to be rain, it's going to be mud. So Rambam writes in his letter to them, should know that's what happened. The next day, from Shamayim, from the clouds, mud came. Okay. Of course, secret behind was because this man said it. He's a holy, holy man, the Rambam writes in his book, in his letter. Come to Gemara and says, listen, I want to ask a question. What would happen if barley would come from the clouds? Is it considered from Eretz Yisrael? Because Hashem writes in the Torah, if you bring from Eretz Yisrael, you can bring from Chutzlaret. So Chacham says, excuse me? Clouds? Brings barley? So Rashi says, yeah, you know what? One time was the boat with barley. But the barley is from, maybe from myself, and the clouds came and the clouds picked up the barley. It's a Gemara in Menachot. It's a Gemara. It's not Zohar. It's not Kabbalah. Can you imagine if you went outside? I said this week was pouring in Israel. Rain, 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 rain. Somebody called me from Israel and said, listen, they don't even see the sidewalks. Now? This is the time? A time of Hashem gave us the Torah was raining outside in Sinai Desert. Never rains over there. While we were standing and listening to Hashem's Ten Commandments, was pouring rain. Man, I said, what is this? Svirat HaOmer is a type of miracles. But we have to be up to it. We have to believe in it, and we have to shape ourselves for that. The Gemara says, Bali will come with rain. And the Gemara says also, wheat will come with rain. Because in Shavuot, we're going to bring two breads in Beit HaMikdash for wheat. The Gemara says the same thing. What would happen if the wheat would come with rain? Rain would come with rain? What do you mean? The Gemara says, the man used to come daily in the desert. People had the zechut. Diamonds came together with the man. A person opened the door in the morning, was man over there, food. Inside the man is inside diamonds. She wants to give it to us. But we have to be up to it, entitled to it. Qualified to it. Eligible for it. Eligible for it. And that's the purpose of Satoma. It's not to judge us. It's to get us to the stage she wants to get us. And to speak and to say the right words. And to know how powerful our mouth is. That's how we create new skies, new earth. Go back to creation. And we'll get Eretz Yisrael. We mean all the Arabs. Amen.